Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. ACT leader and Associate Education Minister David Seymour is pushing back at unions opposed to the coalition government's revival of his Kura Haurua charter schools experiment. Mr. Seymour is again pitching the publicly funded private schools as a solution for Māori and Pacifica education. He rejects a claim from Post-Primary Teachers Association President Chris Abercrombie that Kura Haurua are costly and start-up costs will exceed those for state schools.
They do not cost more. They did not cost more. That is a red herring. It does not compare apples with apples. Every new school costs more money in its early years, whether it's state, whether it's private, or whether it's a charter school. All charter schools, of course, were initially new. If you're worried about them having cost more, blame the Labor Party for shutting down a whole lot of new schools.
David Seymour says the main gripe for unions is they will miss out of fees from teachers at the kura. Far North District Council Te Kaunihira o Te Hiku o Te Ika says another cyclone like Gabriel is inevitable and communities need to prepare. While much of the damage in the cyclone a year ago was in Te Tairawhiti and Hawke's Bay, the north was also hit with extreme rain, wind gusts of over 140 kilometres per hour and 11 metre waves in the Bay of Islands. Deputy Mayor and Northland Civil Defence spokesperson Kelly Stratford says many communities have started implementing emergency resilience plans, such as buying generators, noting who needs help in their communities, and placing emergency supplies and equipment at marae. But she says communities are at risk if they don't train their people.
They might have all the assets in the world, but they're vulnerable because they don't have people that will be willing and capable to stand up as volunteers when another big event happens.
Kelly Stratford says some of the Far North's more remote communities have small and ageing populations who must rely on others in emergencies. The shape and future of the New Zealand economy will be up for discussion at a conference at the University of Waikato Business School over the next 2 days. Today's speakers include Finance Minister Nicola Willis and Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr, along with a range of academics, economists and leaders in business and non-government organisations. One of the organisers, Associate Professor Jason Mika, says he'll use his time on a trade panel this afternoon to explain Māori aspirations around trade, especially with other Indigenous groups.
Māori enterprises are interested in exporting goods and services and offering what they have to the world, but they're also interested in building on those Indigenous relationships as a basis for doing business, for trading. And they're looking at, I guess, opportunities to complement one another.
Dr. Mika says Māori want international trade agreements to reflect their aspirations. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!